This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's open up. Let's be open. It's the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. May I present her to you, along with Kara Schillen. Victoria Keelan is off this week. Back next week. Let's get to it. Jennifer, what are we celebrating in this hour of the program?
Well, we're celebrating the fact that the Green New Deal looks like it's most likely the Green Dead Deal. That is.
Oh, it's only, wait a minute, it's $92 trillion. We can do that pretty easily, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Why not? Yeah. A lot of congressmen have called this Green New Deal elitist. And on Tuesday of this past week, Mitch McConnell brought this up on the floor for a Senate vote, essentially to get the Democratic Party on record going into the 2020 on the Green New Deal. A lot of that because a lot of senators running for president in 2020, he wanted them to be on the record with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's deal for the Green New Deal, which included rebuilding every structure in the country to make it more environmentally sound, getting rid of the airline industry, getting rid of cows, the whole nine yard. Because, you know,
take
cows have
train
gas.
We'll take a train to China.
Train midnight, to Hawaii, actually.
The midnight train to Hawaii, yeah, that'd be good.
Senator Mike Lee, who was from Utah, was pretty funny. He stood on the floor of the Senate, and he said, "See this?" And he held up a picture of Aquaman, remember him, the old comic book hero, and he said, "This will be Hawaii's best bet if the Green New Deal passes, because it would be hard to get to them." So everybody voted. All the Republicans said no to the Green New Deal. And then what happened with the Democrats was pretty interesting. None of them, not one, voted yes on the Green New Deal, including a couple of the people who had co-authored and sponsored the bill. And everybody voted present instead to kind of go around the system.
40 of them, right? I think 40 of them.
42 or 43 of them. The only ones that did not were Joe Manchin, Doug Jones, Kristen Sinema from Arizona, and Angus King, who's the independent from Maine. There were only four who decided to vote no. The rest all just voted present. So kind of interesting. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a little upset by this, said that people don't care about the environment. And I think that's a broad stroke, because I think you can care about the environment, but you have to look at something that's plausible. And this plan that was put together seems to be written with a touch of sci-fi in it. There's none of it that could actually really effectively happen, and it would have cost $77 trillion or something ridiculous. Yeah. You'd have to take down every structure in this country and rebuild it to fit in with the framework of the plan.
Who comes up with these ideas? God love us, because we can, but one wonders who it is that carries it to second base. So you're on first base and you're on a second. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, the playoffs begin this week with the opening. We're already looking at the playoffs at the end of the season in the fall. Baseball season begins for many this week. I know the Red Sox are starting. They were the world champions. You may remember there was a game against the Dodgers last fall, Jennifer.
It was questionable.
Remember that? Yes, it was. Questionable as to how the Dodgers got there in the first place. That was the big question. Yes, it was.
Great. So, and they've been there twice, by the way.
So that's kind of cool. It's a real sign that spring is upon us, although the games are beginning earlier and earlier and earlier every year. And when's that game in Japan? Isn't there a big game in Japan to actually start the season off with a couple of teams?
I thought that already happened on like the 20th or 22nd or something like that.
I missed it then. I must have been absent that day, or at least I didn't pay any attention to it. All right, so they got their tight pants on. They're ready to go. When will there be a professional women's baseball league? Remember the old movie League of Their Own? Thank you for dropping that microphone in my ear.
Sorry.
It's kind of good.
Sometimes I just have to flail my hands around and go, is he crazy? The Dodgers are not going to lose.
Is he? All right. So women, there was a women's basketball league that actually has done quite well because it's still in existence, right? Isn't there a Women's Basketball Association, WNBA?
Yeah, the WNBA.
Right. Okay. There's a call letter, by the way. There's a radio station, WNBA, as well. What did we say? We were talking about another thing with the dogs. Well, what was that thing that we did with the dogs?
There's a company called WAGS, W-A-G-Z, WAGS. And you're convinced that it can't just be the name of a company. It also has
radio
call
station.
Letters.
Yes, call letters for a radio station, WAGS. And then there are these other subset teams that are playing games as well. But the Red Sox probably will win again, I'm guessing.
Get to be a sports fan again for one part of the year. 5 minutes while you brag to everyone else, even though you didn't watch any of the games.
Or name a pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Or a catcher. Well, they don't have... Okay, this is going to sound really bad. Do I say this
names
or
not? Names on their uniforms. I already know what you're going to say.
Well, I'm just thinking about the names that were on the uniforms when I was a kid versus the names on the uniforms now.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's still possible to know the names of people, even if they're different than when you were growing up.
He's saying they're too hard to pronounce.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that Spanish names or Mexican names or whatever you want to say are not that hard to
pronounce. I think the Japanese names that are the toughest. How many Japanese players are there? Three or four, right? Really, one
more
good
than
pitcher.
The Dodgers have several Korean players.
Do they?
Several, yeah.
Isn't there one guy named Fred Okinawa? Do I remember that from someplace?
I don't know about Fred Okinawa.
All right, let's go to California, where I was yesterday. Jennifer is today. Southern California company voluntarily recalling whole avocados over possible listeria contamination. Henry Avocado, you know him. He's a grower and distributor in San Diego. Said the recall, actually, there is somebody named Henry Avocado, but you didn't know that. Company says these avocados were sold, organic avocados, grown and packed in California, sold in California, in Arizona, in Florida, in Wisconsin, in North Carolina, and in New Hampshire. No reports of any illnesses, so then why are we having this to do? Listeria is everywhere. It's in everything. So this is much to do about nothing. So I don't want to spend any more. Anybody else, you want to ask me any questions about this before we move on? Yes or no?
I think listeria is still better out than in, but you know.
Well, no question. E. coli, salmonella, listeria, all of them we'd like to see gonzo or not a part of our food routine. But because of the way we produce, this is a huge company. They have huge, huge, huge farms. The acreage goes on and on and on as far as the eye can see, and it's all avocados. When you grow that many of anything, it's like the dairy farms that I talk about all the time with thousands of cows. What you get as a result is crap. So because you can't, it's too big for anybody to really guide the growing and picking so that you know you have a good quality product. It's just too big. Like the airline. I mean, all of the... everything has gotten so big, you really can't control it. Anybody disagree with that? Big pharma, all of the things that go on in the airline business, which, by the way, yesterday and the day before, this earlier this week, airports across the country stuck people waiting in line, waiting to fly because there was a computer outage that impacted American, JetBlue, and Alaska. Sabre, which is the company that provides computer support for the airline, that's the ticket company. It used to belong to American, and they went on their own. They had a power outage, caused travelers from airports all over the country to just get lost. So if you looked at social media, a lot of frustrating stories. The resolve came later in the day. On Tuesday, many travelers had to imagine this. Good God, what a horror show. Actually have somebody write them a ticket. No!
You know very well that you would be complaining if this affected you.
Yeah, well, but remember the old days when tickets were written?
Yeah.
At the time. They were handwritten.
They were handwritten. Well, somebody typed them in a typewriter.
It was red carbon paper. Do you remember?
Yeah, right. They had three different copies. You're right. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV Show.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that we not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. World's largest regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
He learned a pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, let's see what's going on the border. We haven't visited the border for a while, Jen. Apparently, a Mexican national has died in the hands of the Customs and Border Protection people. Let's see here. Who was arrested? 40-year-old man reentered the country illegally after he was deported. How many of these stories do we have?
Yeah, and then a lot of them.
Had flu-like symptoms, liver failure, renal failure. They put him into a medical center in El Paso, and he died at the hospital. He's the fourth person to die in U.S. care. So how many people actually have crossed over? I'm so confused with this thing. I don't even know how many people. These are all the stragglers that came up from Guatemala, right? And they walked through the parade through Mexico, and then they just land on the edge.
They come a lot from border. Honduras. That's the
Honduras, that, right?
Yeah, but Central America, they walk through Mexico, they come to the border. And I think it was a few days ago. It was earlier in the week. But the story from the Border Patrol was 3,700 people detained in one day.
Wow.
And you have people still scratching their heads saying there is no issue. Well, that's the problem. The shelters are all full, so now they're having to let people go. And they're doing the catch and release thing, which is not working because these people disappear. Some of them are sick. Some of them are criminals.
Well,
some of them are good people. Yeah, and some of them are good people who need need asylum, but they'll never get it, and they'll never get it the right way because they're just going to disappear into the population.
Yeah.
It's such a silly system.
It's more than that. Well, it's an expensive silly system as well. Food for thought. DJV times 21 after the hour with Doug and Jen.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
If you're thinking you want a stranger, there's one coming home. If you're thinking you want a stranger, I'll soon be there. You're gonna see a change in me. This time I swear.
That's George Strait. If you think you want a stranger, George Strait, Miranda Lambert, among the country stars who are teaming up for special performances at the ACM Awards. Performances taking place as part of the segment entitled ACM Flashbacks, which is aimed at honoring classic country hits and artists who had a lot of great success in this form of music, and they still have influence over, George Strait's been around a long time, so congratulations to him. Other stars pairing up for the awards, Brooks and Dunn with Luke Combs, Jason Aldean with Kelly Clarkson. That's an interesting combo, Jen, don't you think?
Yeah, I love
Kelly
that.
Clarkson,
haven't
Jason
they performed
Aldean?
Together
they've
before?
Done, they've got they? A song together, and it's one of my favorite Aldean songs. It's so good.
Yeah. What's the name of the song? Do we have it
Gosh,
here?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yeah, I can't remember either. I know that they have a song together, but I can't remember.
Right. And I know I like it, and I know I could sing it to you if we had it, but gosh, I can't remember the name of it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, don't you want to stay here a little while? Something like, don't you want to stay, I think, something like that.
Okay. Got it. So, let's see. We've got the ACM Awards, 32 Lambert, Miranda Lambert has 32 wins in this award category. She's going to perform a flashback medley of her greatest hits. How old is she? She's not anywhere near the age George Strait is. What is
no,
this?
No, 34, 35, I think.
Right. All right, so let's see. Dierks Bentley, Brandi Carlile, Dan and Shay with Kelly Clarkson as well. Florida Georgia Line with Jason Aldean. And Maren Morris going to be performing with the Brothers Osborne. Carrie Underwood, Eric Church, Thomas Rhett, Little Big Town, Chris Stapleton, Reba, also going to perform at the ACM. Isn't she the host, Reba?
Yeah, she is.
It's next Sunday, the 7th, at 8 o'clock Eastern on CBS. another disruption of the CBS schedule. I don't like these shows.
You like to keep Blue Bloods on, darn it.
Yeah, right. No, that's Friday night. This is Sunday when Madam Secretary is on. Come on, let's get our priorities straight here, boys.
Oh, I apologize.
CBS. I want to get all access, too. I really want to get back to the good fight, which is a good show on CBS. Meanwhile, speaking of TV, Ken Burns has done a documentary on country music that's going to premiere in the fall on PBS. Country Music is the name of the documentary. Follow the history and evolution of this music genre from the hills of Appalachia to the honky-tonk of Texas, Nashville's Grand Ole Opry, over the course of 8 2-hour episodes. At the heart of every great country music song is a story, he said. As the songwriter Harlan Howard said, it's three chords and the truth. I love that. That's very, isn't that cool? Three chords and the truth. As an art form, country music is also forever revisiting its history, sharing, updating old classics, celebrating its roots, which are, in a lot of different ways, foundational in our country's history. Documentary focusing on the trailblazers who helped shape country music, the early pioneers like the Carter family, Patsy Cline, Hank Williams. Oh, this is great. It's Hank Williams. Cooking something up with me. Yay! Yay, yay, yay. Emmy Lou Harris, Dolly Parton, Garth Brooks, Dierks Bentley, Roseanne Cash, Dwight Yoakam, all apart. A countless number of people are going to be in this. So they're having concerts, freshly being recorded this week, as a matter of fact, in the Ryman Auditorium, kind of get this thing going. So it'll be something to look forward to. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought... Pom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt? I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Illinois Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox defended the decision by her staff to drop charges against Empire actor Jesse Smollett that he staged a racist anti-gay attack. The move left Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel stunned.
It doesn't add up. As I said yesterday, nothing here adds up. They found out it was a hoax, which they stood by yesterday. The state's attorney's office.
Fox told CNN affiliate WLF she believed her office could have proven Smollett guilty, yet the charges were still dropped. James Alex Fields Jr. of Ohio pleaded guilty to federal hate crime charges stemming from the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in 2017. He was convicted on state murder charges in the deadly car attack at the white nationalist rally in Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
See what we can do to energize your day, shall we? I'm Doug Steffen here on the DJV program. All these podcasts. Kara, what's happening? What's the latest? What's the good stuff that we have in the current podcast at djvshow.com? I know you work hard on putting all those things together. So what do we have?
Put me on the spot. I don't have anything written up right now.
Yeah, I've never written up. You know what you've been working on.
Do I remember things that happened earlier than 5 minutes ago? Not really, but yeah, I mean, we talked to Tom K earlier this week about flooring and tiling and that kind of exciting stuff. And come back and ask me again later. What's
all right. Well, the good thing is that we have lots of things. The universe is large. Our conversational focus is spread out all over the place, and there are always interesting conversations. I hope you find it that way. More and more people listening all the time to the podcast, djvshow.com, all the stuff that's on demand. Jennifer, have you been following the story of the Viking Sky, the cruise liner that was stranded off the coast of Norway?
I heard a little bit about this. This is the one, Carrie, your friend's parents were on, right?
Mm-hmm. They are back and safe now. Apparently, they were one of the... And actually, now that we've brought it up, this is something that's on the podcast. But
see?
Yeah, they were airlifted off with a helicopter, and they're home now. But I guess their local town wrote an article about them because it's an exciting thing. But yeah,
it was supposed to. The highlight of this cruise was supposed to be the Northern Lights, which this time of year off the coast of Norway are absolutely
love
fabulous.
To do that. Yeah, but I also have friends who are in Iceland, and they saw them the other day, and they looked beautiful. So
yeah. Well, it's they are, but the storm was amazingly bad. The rough seas, and it was so cold. The engines just conked out on the ship, and it's not that old either. The government of Norway has opened up a probe as to why the ship was even in the storm. Because, as I think I said a day or two ago, these ships, especially the newest ones, and this is a new ship. They have radar like a plane. They know how to go around all of the storms and stay out of the way. But that's not what happened. So somebody was asleep at the wheel, literally and figuratively. It was so bad that people couldn't stand up on the ship. It was rocking that much. 25 to 40 foot waves. These cruise ships don't go into that stuff. They go around it. They just don't go out in it. So I've also noticed that this is the time of year when people start promoting the summer cruises, fall cruises, winter cruises for next year. There's a John Bon Jovi cruise. There's a specialty cruise for almost anything.
Oh, yeah. My dad used to host a bunch of them. This is a new, a new thing. And
yeah.
There was actually one that was for people who collected miniatures.
Really?
Yeah, there was like a miniature cruise that he would host, and then there was stamp collectors, and there was soap opera cruises, like Days of Our Lives, that kind of stuff. So there's something for everybody.
Yeah, there sure is. So here's a problem. Let's see if we can deal with it. Inside information about pensions. How many people here have a pension? Raise your hands, please. You got a 401k?
Like a 401k I have, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people have either through their company or their own situation has allowed them to start something to put away money for their retirement or for the future. But apparently, according to a survey that was done by the Treasury Department, the traditional the work that has been done over the past, well, since World War II, pensions that were definable are disappearing. And employers are getting rid of them because it's easier. The notice that came out this month allows employers to buy out current retirees from their pensions with a one-time lump sum. So that decision would, I mean, it's different than what happened in 2015 when the practice had been banned. Now you can take a lump sum payment and you can put it into whatever you want. Apparently, some people feel they've been shortchanged by this, and now people who don't know, this is an outgrowth of the concern or the problem here, and those of you who are going through this, you may not like what I'm thinking or I'm going to say, but this is kind of like the nanny state stuff, where somebody has to spoon feed you because you're not grown up enough to take care of your own money. And that's really what Social Security is all about. The government doesn't trust you, and in some cases with good reason, because you've squandered all your money, you don't have any savings, you spend it on anything and everything. Credit card debt is at an all-time high, even though the economy is the best it's been for 50 years, and all, you know, the unemployment situation, all the numbers and figures look good, even though the Fed has kind of screwed things up and the economy's slowing down a little bit. But there's a way of doing this. And if you are in charge of you, then this is probably a good idea. If you are not in charge of you, then it isn't a good idea. And so these new plans, which basically, again, if you can manage your own financial situation, you will benefit. The government never does things well. So Social Security not managed well. Look at how much, it's going to run out of money, isn't it? Supposedly by 2030. The Social Security system runs out of money. But because people can't save, and that's how this all got started in the New Deal or whatever deal it was during FDR's presidency, these things all changed. And then fast forward from that time to the 80s when employers shifted away from offering defined benefit pensions provided a guaranteed monthly income for as long as you survived. But now employers want to do better, have a 401k. And I think employees, if you understood what was in this and how to measure success, depends on how conservative or open you are with investments. There are some investments, real estate deals and bonds and stuff, where you can actually get, if you really look around, you can get 8%. The average is 4 or 5%, but there are some really fabulous. But you've got to have somebody who really cares about you, who really understands what your financial situation is unique to you. And the cookie cutter stuff never works. Plus the fact you go to these boobs that are supposedly financial planners and they invest in stock, they get a check every month whether you're making any money or not. A lot of these things come out of, let's say you have, I don't know, $100,000 in some kind of an account, and you've trusted somebody to invest it in something like cannabis stock. That's a good way to get, right? Cannabis stock everywhere is good. I use that as an example. But if you bought something that wasn't doing well and it lost value, that in many of these brokerage firms, they still take a piece of your butt every month. So they make money even when you don't. And that's been hard for people to understand. So the government sort of, through the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, protected employees in case employers went bankrupt. And there are like 26 million people who have all of these different plans. But there are 23,000 single employer plans in the country. And that's again, a crazy kind of thing. I'd rather have my, this is just me. I'd rather be able to take my money and do with it what I want. But the government has gotten involved in this and has kept people from doing it because people have not shown responsibility. So what should we, what are you doing? You have your own 401k, Jennifer, right?
I do, but it's new. It was just set up. I also have, I started planning for my retirement. I just kind of started saving money for my Roth IRA. Which,
are you retiring? I didn't know you were retiring.
Yeah, right, I know. Maybe tomorrow, who knows?
But so you have a Roth IRA. Do you understand how it all works? I don't even know
for
that
the
I
most part. The Roth IRA, you're taxed on now so that you can, you just get the money free and clear when it's time to cash it out.
Cash it out, right, exactly. But Kara, you looked into any of this IRA stuff, or do you know what your parents are doing to protect themselves as they get a little older? It isn't really, it shouldn't be an age thing, but it is.
Yeah, I mean, so, I have a 403B, and I have since I started working, so I've been not adding tons.
What's
and
a 403B? Explain to folks.
It's the same as a 401K, but it's just for a nonprofit, so it's.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, my parents have a few IRAs. It's interesting because a few years ago, I talked to them about IRAs and CDs and if I should be putting money in those things and saving them, and it's just, you know, hearing my mom talk about the, you know, when they first, I guess when they first got CDs when they were younger, and there was like a 14% interest rate, like you would get much money back.
Yeah.
And then it went down to 7%. My mom was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And now it's barely anything. I mean, like less than 1% or something like that on some of them?
Well,
maybe
it was
like 1 or 2%.
It was high when the interest rates were high. That's how you reflect on that.
So I don't have any IRAs. I haven't really, I understand on a basic level how they work. I haven't looked into anything like that. Right now I just have a savings account that's separate than from all of my other stuff, and that has 2.5% interest on it. And so I just try and put as much money in that as I can.
What I learned is that you can't have an IRA, and a 401k going at the same time. So that's why I used to have an IRA, but now I'm thinking about putting that into stocks or mutual funds or something like that, so that it's getting more money brought into it, because otherwise I can't keep funding my IRA if I have a 401k. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it is. Yeah, but everybody needs to examine this on their own. And
sure,
if you're good with money, you manage it yourself. If you aren't, you hire it done. But you don't hire somebody to do the work unless they are only going to make money when you make money. Otherwise, there's no incentive for them to. I want to know the guy who's investing or the woman investing my money is very wealthy. Because I figure, some people would say, well, they're making money off my back. Well, there's two ways of thinking about that. If they've been successful with their own money, then they ought to be successful with your money. And I think that's one of the things to be focused on. Anyway, word to the wise here, 46 after the hour on the DJV program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm here to describe the event, the Chest of Drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt? I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your Chest of Drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit, no worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines. Guaranteed. All without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. 1 new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here's the latest on the two female spacewalkers. The first all-female spacewalk was supposed to be taking place, I think, this week, but the U.S. Space Agency says no to Christina Koch and Anne McLean, scheduled to step outside the International Space Station Friday to install new batteries on it, but it turned out they both needed a bigger spacesuit.
Yeah, they both need a size medium. They only have one medium.
Yeah. And so one of them gets to go and the other doesn't because they don't have the size. Come on, guys.
So dumb.
Who's running this? It's got to be run by a bunch of men, right? 10 before the hour here.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ew, get
the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's time for us to visit with Warren Eckstein here live and in person on the DJV program. That's so corny. Live. Of course he's live. Well, how's it going to be? Am I going to be still interviewing Warren when he's dead? I don't think so. Got some oldie oldies, though, right? We could probably keep this going for a while, even if you weren't. There's so much. You have so much audio in the vault that your program could go on forever and ever and ever and ever. In fact, I think that,
don't get carried away, Doug. I need some time off.
All right. Warren Eckstein is here on the DJV program. Did you know the average cat owner looks at 725 cat pictures a year? 2 pieces of kitty content every day, according to Mars Pet Care. All cat owners have a strong connection, supposedly, this theory is, to their pet. You've seen... I don't know how many dog pictures I look at of Daisy. How many dog pictures you look at? What do you look at when it comes to your pets? Do you look at pictures every day of your pets?
Without a doubt. Every single day. That day doesn't go by where I don't look at pictures, take pictures. But then again, I am a little eccentric when it comes to my pets.
Yeah, I never would have thought that. This research found the average cat owner owns 13 cat-related items, whether it's pictures, calendars, that sort of thing. So that seems kind of high to me. Maybe a lot of stuff, but I don't have a...
If you go into an office where there's a lot of people working at desks, guaranteed, I would say that 70% to 80% of them have a picture either of their dog or their cat in their little cubicle, more so than even their children.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just look around. Cat, you can hear cat calendars, cat mugs to drink their coffee. People are really, really into their animals. And it makes them feel, you know, when they're away from their animals, looking at them makes them feel almost as comfortable as touching and being with them. So it's kind of a relaxing. It's a good thing that they have pictures of their pets around them.
Yeah, I suppose. All right, so, and that brings me around to cats as well as dogs. I don't know that there are cats. There probably are. The collars that we put on to keep the fleas and ticks from getting at the dogs, or the drops that we put on, are those the same sort of products that are around for fleas and ticks, or do cats get bothered with fleas and ticks the way dogs do?
Oh, just as much. There are as many flea and tick remedies for cats as there are for dogs. But you have to be really, really careful. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of collars to begin with. I prefer a more natural way. And really the best way to treat them is you can follow your vet's advice if that's what you prefer to do. But often what I recommend is that if you check for fleas on a regular basis, you know, before it becomes an infestation, you can get it under control. For example, I take my dogs, my cats, whatever animals I have at the time, and when it's flea season, which I live in California, so it's 365 days a year, I roll the dog or the cat around in a white towel. And what often happens is you'll see little specks on the white towel. If you take those specks, Doug, and you put them on a moist paper towel, they'll turn red, because that's flea poop, and fleas survive on blood. So if you notice that you have fleas, the best way to handle it is to treat the environment. But in terms of treating the pet, I use a flea comb. It's all natural. I comb my dog's cats every day, and then I dip the comb in alcohol to kill the fleas. If you keep up with it, it's a better way. And I think I said a week or two ago that if, you know, I don't believe in collars, but if you want to go out and get a collar, what you can do is cut the collar up and put it in your vacuum cleaner bag. Because what happens when you vacuum the home, you vacuum fleas and flea eggs, and if you vacuum them without that, they'll come right back out. So if a vacuum cleaner has the flea collar in it, it will kill the fleas and the flea eggs in the vacuum cleaner, again, treating the environment at the same time as you're treating the pet. That's the critical advice. Treating the dog or cat, if you don't treat the environment, you're just going to be reinfested over and over again.
Well, I wanted to underscore that because I know we did talk about it a while ago, but now we're really into the spring season, and I think you said don't use Next Guard or something like that.
You can follow your vet's advice, but, you know, I've been reading articles recently about how some veterinarians are starting to see some dogs that have, you know, different types of neurological problems, and they're saying that it could be caused by those. So, you know, you have to, you know, follow your vet's advice, but if you're going to use them, and a lot of people use them, and they work for the most part, just make sure you watch the behavior of your dog or cat, and if you notice any changes, speak to your veterinarian right away. But there's a natural way to do it. If you can do it naturally, that's the best way to approach it.
All right. So dogs and cats, the same thing. Other pets have the same sort of problem, vulnerability to insects and things like that? Is it pretty much dogs and cats and that's it?
No. You have birds can get all kinds of mites. If you have ferrets or any other type of pet like that, any pet with fur can get fleas. I mean, fleas, when the world comes to an end, you can rest assured that fleas and cockroaches will survive. So any type of animal in your home can have a flea problem. So you got to be careful about that.
My dog has fleas. Warren Eckstein at thepetshow.com. Listen to that program every weekend. Check out what's going on that'll help your pet. WarrenEckstein.com, petshow.com. Thanks, Warren.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.